The legislation would require the state's five pension systems to identify gun makers in their portfolios. If the companies refused to get out of that line of work, the state would have to withdraw its investments. One of the sponsors of the proposal says Illinois shouldn't be investing in something so controversial. But Representative Brandon Phelps, a pro-gun Democrat from Harrisburg, calls the idea ridiculous. He says there are 65 firearms companies in Illinois employing 8,500 people.
We need every revenue we can get right now. We definitely don't want to lose those manufacturers.
Representative Kathleen Willis sees it differently. A Democrat from Addison who's sponsoring one of the measures, Willis says she's asked how much Illinois invests in firearms companies and is waiting on an answer.
Until we actually get those figures, I don't think it's fair to assume that we're going to really be hurting the industry that much.
Willis says it's not the first time Illinois has reconsidered controversial investments. The state pension systems are prohibited from investing in companies that do business with the governments of Iran and Sudan. I'm Brian Mackey.